Governor Cuomo says he introduced legislation on the publication of teacher evaluations just before his own self-imposed deadline of midnight Monday in order to clarify his position on the issue. He says it's up to the Assembly and Senate whether they want to pass it exactly as it is or not before they adjourn on Thursday.
That's the bill. The bill's not going to change. There's not going to be a substitute bill. They act on it or they don't. But there's not going to be changes and discussions at this time.
The governor softened his stance somewhat by saying that he believes there will be a chance to take up the issue later in the year. Most schools have not yet finished designing their teacher evaluations and don't have to finalize them until January of 2013.
We have plenty of time to come back and discuss this if we don't have an agreement.
Cuomo's bill permits schools to publicly release the evaluation scores of all teachers with no names attached. Parents can then request the score of their own children's teachers.
Unfettered access for the parent. No hurdles, no obstacles, no the parent has to go in and make an appointment and the parent can't disclose and the parent 100% access for the parent to have the teacher's information.
The governor says the release of teacher scores to parents of students in the class will not allow parents to teacher shop. And he says if a parent were to post their teacher scores on the internet or social media, they would not be penalized. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, a Democrat, says his house will pass the bill.
We believe it's a good compromise. This whole concept of teacher evaluation is still taking place in New York, the exact process by which you do it. So I think it's a good overall issue, no matter how it's, a good overall bill, no matter how ultimately school districts come down on that.
Republican Senate leader Dean Skelos could not offer a similar guarantee, though. He says his GOP members want to discuss the bill in a closed-door conference first.
We've made no decision as to whether it will come to the floor or not. And, certainly even the governor has indicated that it's not time-sensitive. I think at some point he even indicated 2 years down the road or next session. So again, we're reviewing it.
Skelos would not say what specific objections there are to Cuomo's bill. And the Senate leader is not ruling out Senate passage of the bill by Thursday. If no action is taken on teacher evaluations this week, then some test scores that might make up part of a teacher's evaluation will be ready for release in the fall. Without a bill, those test scores, with the teacher's name attached, will be subject to the Freedom of Information Law and could be made public. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.